Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another busy day for traveling, especially at the nation's airports. Airlines for America says it expects nearly 3 million travelers to fly today and tomorrow. As for highway traffic, congestion is expected to reach its peak in several cities today, including New York, L.A., and Chicago. Tomorrow will be the worst travel day on the highways around Houston, Boston, and Seattle. A Republican U.S. senator saying she's disturbed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up an impeachment trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says the Senate must be impartial during any such trial.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's unleashing attacks on a couple of political rivals in California, tweeting this morning that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is crazy and that California Governor Gavin Newsom is incompetent. Trump saying Pelosi's San Francisco district suffers from homelessness and crime and is one of the worst districts in the nation. He criticized her also for the House impeaching him earlier this month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hustled off a campaign event stage after a rocket attack in the vicinity. Netanyahu did return to the stage and warned those responsible to start packing their things. And a few hours later, Israel launched a series of airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza. Four people found dead inside a home north of Albuquerque on Christmas Day. Indications are it was a murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Even though the stock market is showing record gains, people are still wondering if there will be a recession. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the topic.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
we're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. Mm-hmm. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico. Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and to listen live, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, along with all our podcasts. It's our gift to you because we're givers. Download, enjoy it, share it with your friends and neighbors. Boy, I'll tell you, there was a we've started off with a powerful morning, having Joel Gilbert on to talk about the Trayvon Martin hoax, and we're going to continue the conversation with Professor and Dr. Wilford Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of the book Hate Crime Hoax. Professor, always good to have you in the house. How are you, sir?
Good, yeah, always good to be back.
What do you make of what Joel Gilbert is presenting here?
Well, I watched the movie a couple days ago, and to me, the biggest point was the wild misrepresentation of the images of Trayvon Martin and especially George Zimmerman by the media.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just looking through the movie, George Zimmerman is obviously, not this matters, a Hispanic guy. He's a brown-skinned guy. He's about the same skin color I am. I'm African-American. Bald head, mustache. He speaks Spanish. I mean, he, to the extent this means anything, looks Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And I think more to the point, more importantly, he's pretty clearly, and this is pretty well documented in the book, not a racist. I mean, he was an Obama voter, I believe, on a couple of occasions. He worked in and ran part of a mentoring program for young African-American men whose parents were in jail, I believe.
Yes.
One of the things that was most striking to me, I mean, as someone with a legal background, I've been familiar with the Sherman Ware case. This is a situation in South Florida where someone, a poor black man, I believe a homeless man, was pretty brutally beaten by the son of a popular police officer, and not much was done about this. And there was a large community rally in support of the victim. And according to the book, and according to some secondary sources I was able to dig up after reading this, George Zimmerman was one of the people who led that rally in support of this African-American guy who'd been attacked by someone affiliated with the police force. And when the Trayvon Martin shooting happened, the fight between Zimmerman and Martin, and then the discharge of that bullet, all of this was kind of completely swept under the rug, according to Gilbert, and according to a couple other things I read following Gilbert's book and following looking at the movie, just to verify individual points.
Right.
And the presentation became very much, we're going to paint this guy, this Latino guy that just organized this civil rights rally, as a bigot. And how that was done to me was really, really remarkable. That to me was the most striking thing about the text in the movie and then the follow-up that inspired. And then there's a similar presentation of Trayvon Martin, of course. He too got an image.
Right, exactly. And the thing that I was extremely curious from the get-go, and you talk about red flags flying quick and high, that was when Zimmerman was characterized as a white Hispanic. I mean, you know, my mother laughed about it. I laughed at it, and I thought, whoa. But the deal was, for the narrative and for this racial divide that the mainstream media and Joel Gilbert maintains that the Democrats want to promote, that was the bullet that could fit their gun.
Yeah, I mean, no, I do think that, I mean, we're serious guys. There really is some actual science behind this that's pretty interesting. So, I mean, Hispanics, as I'm sure you know, being Bill Martinez, can be people of any race. I mean, so you can be a black Latino from Cuba, you can be a white Latino from Spain. But I will say, I've never previously heard a partisan Democrat in politics or the media refer to Hispanics or Latinos as anything but Hispanics or Latinos.
Right.
So, yeah, that definitely was one of the cues that George Zimmerman was a white Hispanic whose last name was Zimmerman. And for anyone that doesn't know this, the background is that his father was Caucasian, but his mother was Afro-Latino. He grew up speaking Spanish. But, yeah, the image there was, this is not a Latino anti-racist. This is someone that we're going to make into a white racist. And I think Gilbert's absolutely correct in saying that. And there are a couple of situations that even prior to this book and this movie, a couple of incidents that people had pointed out here. For example, the 911 call with George Zimmerman. I mean, George Zimmerman is a neighborhood watch captain, right? And he gives a complex description of this guy that he's encountering.
Mm-hmm.
He says something along the lines of, he's black and he's wandering around. He looks confused. He may be on drugs. He's wearing a hoodie. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. It's raining. I don't know if a young man like this is up to any good. Mm-hmm. And the cut of that from mainstream network news is literally something along the lines of, he's black and he's not up to any good.
Right. Well, and because the thing is, the other thing you need to understand, what was happening in the community, right? It had been, plagued by crime. And this is why you had a neighborhood watch captain and other volunteers within the community.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if you do the background on this particular, so again, this all gets into the spin. This was regularly described to the media as a gated community. And the idea, and this impacted me until I found out a bit more about some of the details. It was probably an upper middle class minority guy. But the idea was, if you're black, sort of, you're never safe. This black family moved into a gated community. They were successful. And this white man shot their son during a silly fist fight. Is there any hope for us? And that's all wildly inaccurate. I mean, this particular area did have a front gate, but it had a pretty substantially high crime rate in the book. And this area is mixed blacks, whites, Latinos. That didn't really matter. Very high crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, they describe some of the problems that the community had, such as pit bulls running around loose and so on, that you don't normally associate with quote-unquote gated communities.
Right.
And one of those issues was that there had been a string of burglaries in this area, known as the residents, if I recall correctly. There had been three home invasions. And one of them involved the Bertillon family, which two people that were friends of George Zimmerman. This was two houses down. And that's what inspired him, at the request of his wife, to get involved with Neighborhood Watch. So there'd been a string specifically of burglaries. And, yeah, if you unpack this, by the way, also, Trayvon Martin had been alleged on at least one occasion, which I believe was a school suspension, to have been in possession of burglary tools. I don't know what exactly that means. That could be anything from a screwdriver up to a professional set of lockpicks. But there is at least some suspicion that's going to occur when you see a young man walking around at 2 a.m. in the morning in an area that's had this series of home invasions. So the real story is, neither man acted perfectly, but you have a Hispanic left-wing guy who's running a local adjunct of the police force. He's out at 2 a.m., and he sees a guy walking around looking, quote-unquote, suspicious, and a fight or a conflict ensues between these two men. It's not white, right-wing Nazi Zimmerman tracks down Martin and shoots him for sport. Now, do you think the media really indulged in a lot of that?
Mm-hmm. At our expense. And at the expense of young blacks, because look at the impact that it had. I mean, I mentioned in the conversation with Joel, Professor, that how many people died as a result of the Trayvon Martin hoax afterwards. I mean, I remember clearly where one guy was quoted as saying, after he shot, it was a black man shooting a white man, said, "That's for Trayvon Martin."
That happened That happened quite a few times. There's actually an entire, so this is kind of interesting. There's an entire Google map that's labeled Trayvon Martin Revenge Attacks.
Wow.
And it was put together by an anti-racist group of grad students. I happen to know this. There's no hostility toward blacks here. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing about this is that you can't find this Google map by searching on Google, at least the first 10 pages of results. You have to go to Bing and search Trayvon Martin Revenge Attacks to find it. I don't know if that's intentional censorship on Google's part, but I suspect so. But there are about 600 of these responsive attacks where people at least cited Martin's name.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your time, your call.
Let me tell you, if we're going to have a comeback, we've got to collide with the truth. I mean, and I say collide because we've been avoiding it, and this is going to be painful. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because I call it the grief to happiness ratio. In order for us to get happy, we've got to get out of this grief part of the spectrum. And the grief is we're loaded down with all this misperception and these lies that we've been fed with for decades. And now we're starting to see the truth, but can we handle it? Are you ready for it? Whether it has to do with our culture, our government, you know, maybe our own families, maybe ourselves as well. But this is the opportunity, and hopefully, you know, Dr. Riley, this is all a lesson for us, that it doesn't take much to ignite, you know, the kind of hatred that has infected our culture and the kind of impact that this Trayvon hoax has had. Because, you know, the Trayvon hoax, as Joel Gilbert points out, gave way to Black Lives Matter, gave way to the Ferguson effect. You know, we saw what happened in Baltimore. I mean, it just ignited the country, you know, from coast to coast. And it just reinvigorated this narrative. And at a time when I know that it's rather, you know, it's grieving to other people of color that say, whoa, you know, I was hoping we'd get beyond this. But there clearly is this racial industrial complex, if you might call it that, that is benefiting from it. And they want to continue to fan the flames of discontent.
Racial industrial complex, and with your permission, I may use it. I generally say continuing oppression narrative for a lot of the same groups. But one thing I will say is it actually does, if you look at the rate of military service for Americans of different racial groups and so on, it does actually take a fair amount to challenge our shared culture, whether that's mm-hmm. based around patriotism or even around mutual events like the Super Bowl. But there are people that have such an interest in conflict, I think, that you frequently see narratives like this presented pretty wildly, mm-hmm. pretty publicly. There was no attempt to minimize the Trayvon Martin story and what you might call the political left, the media, academia, so on. There was an extent to make it as big and as prominent a story as possible. And obviously, yes, that had impact in communities of color. I mean, if people think that warriors from quote unquote the other side are killing their young men, I mean, any normal person's going to have a violent response to that. The problem is that it's not true. Now, the document that we mentioned, I do want to make one correction. I said there had been 600 Trayvon Martin revenge attacks. It turns out there were under 100 slightly, but the document has 600,000 views. That's mm-hmm. simply the map of Trayvon Martin revenge attacks, but you have to go on Bing to find it. I mean, and they're all pretty similar. Blacks beat white man shouting, "This is for Trayvon Martin." White man killed by African Americans who posted pro-black Trayvon Martin views online immediately beforehand. That kind of thing. So yeah, I think that presenting the image that black people are being murdered at will, which simply is not true. Interracial crime in the United States is more than 70% black on white, causes a lot of perfectly normal African-American and to a lesser extent Latino citizens to think that this is a hostile enemy country. Mm-hmm. And I think that led directly into a lot of the phenomena that you're describing. I mean, immediately after Trayvon Martin, within a year or two, we saw Michael Brown.
Right.
We saw the Ferguson riots. We saw the Baltimore riots, the Freddie Gray riots. And then we saw the Ferguson effect, which even Mr. Comey, who leaned toward the left, was a pretty good lawman at the time, said had gotten thousands of African Americans killed. I mean, as close as Black Lives Matter got a good number of black people killed.
Right.
And that unfortunately is accurate, because this entire story is based on something that's not really true, which is that there's constant back and forth racial violence in this country. That's not true. Certainly it's not true from the white on black side.
From a political standpoint, Joel Gilbert says the Democrats are benefiting from this narrative. What say you?
Well, I don't think anyone's benefiting from it. I mean, if you're so, this is a weakness of American politics and business, by the way. Still the best politics and business in the world. But we tend to look at that one quarter bottom line or at the next election. Long term, I obviously think that ripping away people's image of themselves as Americans is one of the stupidest and most negative things you can do.
Amen.
When you look at that kind of thing historically, that's how Yugoslavia collapsed. I mean, Russia became a series of republics with names like the country of you and me, and I'm not sure about me, Rome fell. That's one of the big metaphors that sticks in my mind. But short term, yeah. This is an interesting point I do want to focus on, is because like most African Americans, I'm fairly socially conservative, but unlike most African Americans, I'll sometimes translate that into political conservatism. Mm-hmm. And what the Democrats have is a tough question. How do you take a group of people that is one of the most church-going populations in the United States, black Americans, Hispanic mm-hmm. Americans, certainly, right. for that Catholic church,
right.
One of the more military service-affiliated populations in the United States, one of the more athletic populations in the United States, how do you take these people and make them support issues like, I'm not mocking this, but the full transgender equality?
Right.
The answer seems to be you keep invoking race. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden did this very famously with Mitt Romney, who's one of the most milquetoast, high-performing corporate executives you could ever think of. Man's not a bigot.
Right.
But Biden gave a speech where he famously said, if Mitt Romney gets into power, not Donald Trump, who wouldn't do it either, but Mitt Romney,
he's going to put you all back in chains. Right.
Yeah, and we both knew that quote immediately. One of the most famous political quotes past 20 years. What the hell? So that's how you keep the black community and two-thirds of the Hispanic community in the party, I believe. Yeah.
Right. Well, and how do you support a party that is killing your children?
Exactly right. Now, I mean, there's some ironic questions that you could flip that in terms of abortion or foreign war.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, 40% of the abortions are on black America and brought to you by the Democratic Party that says, hey, now they say, hey, look, at even after they're born, it's okay to give them comfort care and let them die. And, we don't have a problem with them selling your child's baby parts.
Yeah, no, I do think that a lot of these are questions that in a saner politics, adults can discuss. I mean, for example, is Plan B, in fact, a form of abortion? I mean, I think most people would have a position. I'm not going to get into that one today. But most people would have a position that's pretty normal and pretty defensible on that, as opposed to other sides just wrong. But if you want to play these political games, I mean, yeah, you could easily ask the question, why doesn't Black Lives Matter ever protest outside Planned Parenthood? I mean, the Democrats, I certainly don't think, are better on black futures than at least the saner wing of the GOP. No, I don't think that's the case. But the question is, have people been convinced by racial invective to support political ideas that they might not necessarily agree with? Yeah, and that line, it's hard to vote for someone who you think is killing your kids, is correct.
Right.
There's a poll recently.
Well, and Dr. Riley, I think after all is said and done, because we've got about 2 minutes left here,
okay.
is that our heart, yours and mine, as you and I have had several discussions, and I got to tell you, I count it a privilege to have gotten to know you a little bit more and have you on the show. I'm so grateful for your insight and balance here, is that you and I are in pursuit of bringing the races together to where we truly are you know, realizing each other's highest calling, and in support of that, you know, where there is injustice, where, you know, things are not right, where, you know, maybe there's a bad police shooting or something that's clearly, I'm there. I am there. I don't care if it's black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. I am there. I mean, we saw a situation here, and I thought it was quite touching. I mean, you couldn't help but weep. Over the conviction of this police officer that shot this young man. She was confused, whatever. I mean, however you want to see it. But anyway, she ends up killing this young man. And his brother is on the stand giving the impact report, victim impact report. And he asked the judge, he says, can I go and hug her?
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how you not watch that and weep. And what that young man did as an example of forgiveness is extraordinary.
Yeah, I think it was. Now, the Geiger case, that was a real tough case. I mean, what a lot of people don't know is that her apartment was immediately below his apartment. They had the exact same floor plan. They had similar couches. So I don't think there was any murderous intent there. I think she walked into the wrong apartment and shot the guy who was a young executive.
Yes.
But again, you can't walk into someone else's house and shoot a young executive. So, I mean, I think that case played out, you know, as well as it could in
yeah.
a tragic situation.
Well, we gotta leave it there. And, of course, look forward to having you back, Dr. Wilfred Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Wilfred. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by the NICB.
This is sponsored by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Financial literacy is an important and necessary life skill. While we don't find it in every classroom, it has been a formal part of the American education system for more than a century, and momentum is building as more states adopt mandates requiring financial education in high schools. Billy Hensley, Ph.D., President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education, NEFE.
While there is momentum with states requiring financial education in high school, we need to make it a national priority and ensure that it's being done the right way. The earlier students begin learning about money, the greater benefit they will have into adulthood.
A NEFE-funded study finds students in states where financial education is required in high school make better financial aid decisions, moving from higher cost to lower cost borrowing options. Financial education increases applications for grants and federal aid, while keeping overall borrowing balances down. For more, visit NEFE.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another busy day for traveling, especially at the nation's airports. Airlines for America says it expects nearly 3 million travelers to fly today and tomorrow. As for highway traffic, congestion's expected to reach its peak in several cities today, including New York, L.A., and Chicago. Tomorrow will be the worst travel day on the highways around Houston, Boston, and Seattle. A Republican U.S. senator saying she's disturbed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up an impeachment trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says the Senate must be impartial during any such trial.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in benefits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. As you know, having come from California, born and raised, I've seen the cycles of fire and rain. It almost sounds like a James Taylor song, huh? Write that down. Maybe he could use those lyrics. But that's what happens. That's been the cycle of California ever since I remember as a kid growing up. And now some insurers are reducing their exposure to the state's risk after the 2017-18 disasters. Can you blame them? Well, California's auto, home, and business insurers paid out $13 billion. That's B with a billion kind of thing, you know I'm talking about. In wildfire-caused claims in 2018, nearly $12 billion because of 2017's wildfires, according to the state's Department of Insurance. Now, these monies were used by California to purchase new cars, rebuild homes, and restore businesses. But California's highly regulated insurance markets often make it difficult for auto, home, and business insurers to price their policies to reflect the risk of operating in the state. The state's Department of Insurance, for instance, prohibits California's property insurers from using either the cost of reinsurance, insurance purchased by insurers, or catastrophe models when setting premium rates for either residential or commercial structures. It is one of the reasons a few home insurers are looking to reduce the number of insurance policies they write in California. And as I say, you can't blame them. Sean Kevlin is with us. He's the Chief Executive Officer for the Insurance Information Institute. Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, as I outlined, it has been a couple of very brutal years when it comes to the cost of wildfires in the state of California the last 2 years.
You're absolutely right, Bill. In fact, if you look back in terms of the the history of California and go all the way back to the 20s, 15 of the top 20 wildfires have occurred in California since 2013. And then in the last 2 years, nearly half of that 15 have happened, with the Camp Fire being number one. And so we've got a situation and a trend where we're seeing the risk increase for Californians. And mainly it's because we're living and building in areas that are more prone to wildfires.
Exactly.
Wildfires happen in this country every day and can burn millions of acres, but they may not touch any type of property of an individual. It's right now the situation in California. We're seeing citizens that are living in more riskier areas, and as a result, the cost of that risk increases, and that'll also have your insurance cost increase.
All that makes too much sense. You know, really, I mean, it just seems rather academic. I mean, if you're going to build in an area that's vulnerable because of, you know, it's still in the process of being fully developed and scaled back like these other areas, then the likelihood of continued wildfires are still there, and you're going to be in the midst of all that conflagration?
Well, you're absolutely right, and honestly, this is why the insurance industry established the Insurance Information Institute 60 years ago, to help people understand that there are risks and what those risks are and how insurance can be helpful to that, but also ways that they can personally take more accountability and responsibility by using preventative measures, by understanding where they're living, understand where they're building, making sure that we, also look at where we're building and where people are wanting to live. And if we're going to build in those areas, then we've got to focus on ways to be more resilient. Because again, if you're going to build in those areas, it's just a riskier place. And Americans and people all over the world love to live in risky areas, but we've just got to understand there's a cost to that risk.
Exactly. And now that you have the Insurance Institute, as you say, that which you're a part of here, which is brilliant. I hadn't realized that it had been in operation for 60 years. I think Californians have been lulled a little bit, not to turn this into a political debate or whatever, but the bottom line is the bottom line. These are the facts. I think that people have looked to the state to protect them. And as you say, this all comes down to self-responsibility. You have the information for 60 years. III has been in operation. They've got great facts and figures to help you out and make a decision where you want to move your family, right?
That's absolutely right, and we do. We want an informed customer. An informed customer is an empowered customer, and the more they know about where they're living and the risks that are posed from living in certain situations, the more that they're going to be able to take accountability, take measures that can make them more resilient, but also understand that, again, if you're living in a very risky area, aside from understanding what those risks are and what catastrophes or disasters might happen, how can insurance help you as a first step towards being resilient, but what else can you do to ensure that you're in a better situation? Sometimes that might mean just questioning where, in fact, you're living at that
exactly.
time.
Well, I'll tell you, this is brilliant that you do this, and the fact that we haven't known about this. I'm so grateful to you for coming on the show to explain this to our audience, because, as you say, knowledge is power, and you've got all this history right there that could, help the new homeowner in making the right decision for he and his family, or she and her family. So what's explain to us, Sean, a non-renewal notice, and how does it differ from an insurance policy cancellation?
Well, in a non-renewal notice, in many ways, it is, in fact, ways telling the customer that they are no longer able to have the same insurance policy that they had previously. We recommend if you receive one of these notices, and by the way, this is a very reluctant decision that the insurer has to make. The insurer wants to be able to sell and have more customers and policies, but to diversify their own risk, they need to understand by their own size and scope whether or not they can take it on, because down the road they want to have the financial ability to pay claims in the future, right?
Yeah,
so if you receive this notice, you should call your insurer and just ask whether or not there are certain actions that can be taken where you might be less risky or less, and if that's the case, then you can work that out with your insurer. But then we also recommend calling another insurance professional. California is one of the largest insurance markets in the world. We have members who support us who have to issue non-renewals, and we have members that are not issuing non-renewals. So there are options. And then, of course, as a last step, you have California's Fair Access to Insurance Requirements Plan, which are available to customers as well.
So how prolific or widespread are these non-renewal notices? It seems like with the increased risk, you know, for the survival of the insurers, I mean, this is something they have to do. So if I'm understanding correctly, there's going to be an increase in non-renewal notices.
We are certainly seeing an increase in the last 2 years, and that's a reflection of what I mentioned earlier in terms of the risk is increasing significantly, and so insurers just have to understand that the risk is there. And again, depending on their size and scope in the market, and you have to break these down into the individual states, whether or not they're diversified enough is important, because again, they want to have the right risk profile of their own for their own company, so that claims outside of wildfires are still available, are still going to be paid, promises are going to be met. So, we are seeing the increases, but there are still options for customers.
Well, we're talking with Sean Kevlin, Chief Executive Officer with the Insurance Information Institute. We're talking about fires, the cost, and the cost of insurance in California and what you can do about it to be proactive. Sean, a moment ago you mentioned California's fair access to insurance requirements. Explain that, if you would.
Sure. The fair access plan, it's important to note, I mean, this is a insurance risk pool where insurers will pay in to assure the availability of basic property insurance to customers who are unable to obtain coverage. And really what it's not a state agency, it doesn't receive taxpayer funding, but it issues policies on behalf of its member companies. Each company participates in the plan, and as well with its profits and losses and expenses as a whole.
And explain the difference between the admitted market, specialty insurers, and California's FAIR Plan.
Sure. Your admitted market in many ways is, you know, many of those name household name brand insurers, customers that they think of, and probably as they're watching network television can see upwards of 3 commercials in a half hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, beyond that, there is a specialty insurance market. These are insurers who often cover a higher risk property, but they will also need to, in that higher risk property, as I mentioned earlier, there's a higher cost to that risk. So there will be a higher insurance expense to that.
Yes.
And this is often referred to, though, as well as a market with, you know, excess and surplus lines of insurers.
Well, as we wrap things up, Sean, the main takeaway for the audience and where they can go for more information?
Absolutely. III.org is the Insurance Information Institute. We've been available to customers for 60 years.
There it is. Sean, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you again for having me.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
And every time I hear that song, somehow I'm visualizing Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi singing this to each other. Can we meet somewhere in the middle for the sake of we the people and getting this country back on track? I mean, you know, 2.5 years, it's been an uphill battle for this president and this administration. And in spite of it all, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of great news, much to the concern of the Democratic Party right now, with 20-plus people on stage vying for the Oval Office. But that's more of a conversation that we will have here in just a moment. Steve Forbes joins us now. Steve is the producer of the PBS special, In Money We Trust. Steve, before we get into anything else, again, congratulations on In Money We Trust. I mean, the response to it has been absolutely stellar. You guys have done such a great job with that.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. And getting this subject of money out there in the Federal Reserve, it's going to be more in the headlines, especially after the good news of the first quarter.
Exactly.
The Fed's going to be starting to mutter again about the need of slowing the economy, too much prosperity. So the movie's a timely one, and people can find it. Just go online in moneywetrust.org, and they can pick it up right there. If they can't find it on their public TV station, just go to moneywetrust.org.
Yeah, I like your subline here. You said, with all thy getting, get understanding. Boy, and I'll tell you, if that is not appropriate, you know, these days about...
You bet. And one of the things people should be on the watch out for, especially if the economy really does well in the second half of this year, is when the Fed starts uttering the word overheat, as if the economy is a machine. Instead of 300 million individuals in this country, 7 billion individuals around the world, they think we're machines. And so just ask yourself, though, if your income goes up, do you feel yourself overheating? Do you feel that you're getting sweats and, you know, temperature is rising? Take the money away. I'm overheating. It's preposterous.
Exactly.
But they believe prosperity is causes inflation, and they must slow it down, must throw people out of work. It is a bizarre theory, but that's what they worship at the Fed today.
Yeah, that's amazing because there's such empirical evidence in history to counter that. I mean, what Donald Trump is doing has been consistent with, Reagan's economy in so many ways. You get the things that impede progress, that impede prosperity, and you get a Trump economy. You experience a Reagan economy. But when you get these social engineers that somehow think that they need to pull the levers of productivity in our economy, that's when we get in trouble, do we not?
That's right. And the idea you can drive an economy through a handful of people in Washington as if it's an automobile, steering wheel of an automobile, mm-hmm. should have gone out the window with the fall of the Soviet Union almost 30 years ago. Central
right.
planning does not work.
Well, and again, we're reminded here very clearly, look what happened in Venezuela. And it's still happening, sadly. And
trust in money, you get Venezuela or what happened in Germany in the early 1920s. When their hyperinflation destroyed their currency, created the conditions that led to the rise of Adolf Hitler. We're going through a slow motion version of it today, mm-hmm. but the president is right. He needs to get people on the Fed who will start asking the right hard questions.
Right, exactly. Well, Herman Cain decided not to get involved. Steve Moore is still in the running. And we can hope that we can get some people that are... I guess more favorable for allowing, productivity and human ingenuity to be set free. I mean, these binds that have tied us down have been eliminated, not totally, but certainly substantially. And look what's happened. The level of productivity, the grief to happiness ratio, I call it, the misery index is on a downward trend, thank God, because people are happier, I should say, because they're productive.
Well, that's right. And one of the people I hope we'll hear more about is Judy Shelton, mm-hmm. a renowned economist, believer in a sound dollar, not a fan of the Fed. Mm-hmm. I hope the president considers her for one of the vacancies on the Board of Governors of the Fed.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, Steve, you mentioned that Joe Biden, you mentioned this the other day, his run for president 4 years too late. When you said that, it kind of reminded me a bit of John Nesbitt's Comparative and Megatrends, the author of that book of 1980. And you look at today's Democratic Party and Joe Biden, and it seems a bit like dinosaurs mating.
Well, Jurassic Park in the Democratic Party. And sadly for him, he's going to have to make the case. He's been around for 40 years. More than 40 years, almost half a century in
right.
politics, elective politics. And people are going to ask, what, especially in his party, mm-hmm. what are you bringing to the table that the 19 others aren't bringing to the table? Don't say experience. Look, the mess that's out there in their minds.
Right.
So I don't feel sorry for him because he's mm-hmm. doing this voluntarily, but I think he's going to be in for a rougher time than he anticipates. His party is crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to, by the way, one of the advantages Trump has in 2020 is the Democrats do have to run somebody against him.
Yeah, they do. And the thing is, I think it's a hard sell and an uphill sell for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden and Obama killed the middle class. It's their policies that got this country in so much trouble, that put us on a trajectory of an incredibly slow recovery. The new normal they touted was going to be 1.8 GDP. Fortunately, Donald Trump didn't get that memo. And the latest report were 3.1.
Absolutely. And the idea that we have to go through a slow era, that it's inevitable, that it's beyond our control, is preposterous. You start lessening the burdens through tax cuts, deregulation, and the like on the American people, and by golly, they step up to the plate and hit the ball.
Exactly. Well, this is all part of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You give people,
you bet.
What, they want a job. They want to be productive at the end of the day. They want to feel like, hey, look, I'm doing right by my family. I'm putting food on the table. I can be proud about that fact. And that is kind of been the reinvention of the American spirit. Thank you very much, Donald Trump.
Well, he will get no credit for it. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to have a fight ahead.
Right.
But one other person you should keep an eye on, given the craziness in the Democrat Party, is Howard Schultz,
Yes.
the guy from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I did a podcast with him the other day, and it's a long shot, but I could see him becoming the unofficial Democrat nominee. He's left the Democrat Party,
mm-hmm.
and I think a lot of Democrats will say they're all crazy. This guy's at least an adult.
Yes, right. Well, that would be a long shot. I think what they're mainly concerned of, if he goes third party, then we got a Ross Perot dynamic.
Yeah. Well, I think he will go third party. I think he's fed up with the extremism on the Democrat Party. And I think Joe Biden's going to envy him before too long.
Well, without a doubt, because he's going to make a big impression, because here's Joe Biden with a lot of headwind because of, as you said, 50-plus years of experience and everything.
For the way he did the Anita Hill hearings
yes.
years ago.
Right.
At the time, a lot of us thought he went overboard on being harsh to Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he is. He's making a mistake doing this apology tour.
Right.
I know his boss, former boss, did it, Obama, but Biden should learn. You don't do those things.
Well, I think when you look at charm, what covered Barack Obama was a lot of charm. There's no doubt about it. He came out of the same fabric in terms of charm fabric as Bill Clinton. Joe Biden cannot carry the charm quotient at the level that those two can, do you think?
I think that's a good observation, yes.
Well, Steve Forbes has been our guest. Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it, as always, your insight.
Bill, thank you.
All right. Chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and former presidential candidate himself, and of course, make sure you check out the program In Money We Trust. Thank you, Steve.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Bill Martinez live.
Frosted.
Merry Christmas, America. Bill Martinez here. You're listening to the best of 2019. Great interviews from our top experts, best-selling authors, entertainment, policy experts. Hey, we do it all for you. We work hard 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on behalf of all of us with Bill Martinez Live. We wish you the best of the coming year and a safe holiday season. And we'll see you next year.
For me, that time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas, may your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine in 3/4 time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters.